Hi everybody, this is Jim Gammon. I was inspired by Neil's recording of the lake sounds with the waves to put a file on the site called Napili Bay. I recorded the file on July 18th, 2004, when we were vacationing on Maui, which if any of you have been to Maui, it's on the northwest side of the island, a sheltered bay with a reef somewhat out from the shore. I think there might even be two reefs there. And then there's about a maybe 50-yard distance between the reef, the inside reef, and the beach. So there's an interesting sound of all the waves. You can hear the waves breaking farther out on the reef or reefs, and then right at the beach where I was sitting. The reason I'm doing this introduction separate from the file is, one, the file is very long. It's, I think, around 78, 79 minutes. It almost fills a total audio CD. There's no talking whatsoever. The file just fades in and runs the entire length of it and then fades out at the end. To record the file, I used a mini-disc player, a Sony MZB-100, and I used two AKG C1000 microphones. I was sitting in a chair, a lawn chair, and it was almost in the water. And the recording time, as I recall, was fairly late at night. There was no birds, no people on the beach. It was probably around 11 o'clock at night. The thing which, if any of you have spent time around the ocean, or even anywhere outdoors really, that made this really a particularly neat experience was that there was no wind. And in order to do that, in order to find a time around the ocean, especially when there's no wind, it's kind of remarkable, at least in my experience it is. In this case, I just sat there, and I held the mics in my hands, facing them sort of in that ORTF, I think is the correct term, in that pattern, facing them down and out toward the water. And you can, I like the recording, personally. I don't know what the pros here will think, but I was very satisfied with it and with the environment in which I was sitting at the time. And finally, the thing I'll say is if you do decide to download this file, and it is 103 megabytes, so it's long. I found it's almost like being at a concert. There's a lot of similarities. Of course, waves are waves, big deal. But you find if you really get into it, it's almost like you get into a meditative kind of a feeling about it, and you hear all the differences and the nuances of the waves. So just be forewarned, it's a long file if you choose to download it. So this is Jim Gammon from El Cerrito. Hopefully this will redeem me from the guitar runover file that I had posted up here a little while ago. I'd just like to encourage anyone listening here to post any similar kind of environmental recordings or crazy recordings they might have too. And again, pass on thanks to Larry for making this all possible, and I think it's terrific what you're doing there. And everyone take care. All the best.